Why David Forrester and his orchestra play Lovers. Thank you very much, David Forrester. Chapter 116 of Easy Money is entitled Junior Executives. All children at some time or other have tried to make money the easy way. All their little schemes usually work, and Junior's no exception.
Jumpy, 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 jumpy. I'm going to pull, I'm going to pull a commando raid in the icebox. I'm going to raid the icebox. From the halls of Grandma's bungalow to the kitchen fridge. I open up the icebox door and goodness, look what's there. Oh, boy, look at that chicken. His little tummy is growling. I think I'm going to give it to Bird. That's what I'm going to do.
Junior?
Yes?
What are you doing?
I'm playing Marine Raider, Grandma.
Are you having fun?
What you said?
Are you having fun?
Not getting me fill of it, yeah.
Junior, you're not getting into the cold chicken, are you?
No, the cold chicken is getting into me.
Good heavens, look at that chicken.
Yeah, he's bony, ain't he, huh?
Junior, yeah. Why do you do these things? Other little boys don't act like you.
Well, I don't know why they don't. It's easy once you get onto the rope.
Young man.
You get not around the seat of the dog.
Is that so?
Yeah.
Well, just for that smart answer, I'm going to cut your allowance off for 1 month.
You mean I gotta go without me jelly beans? Me staff of life? LaGuardia will hear about that.
And don't go near your piggyback either.
Piggyback?
Is your piggyback, is that like a piggy bank? Is that your
piggy bank?
You heard what I said. I said, don't go near your piggy bank either.
Yeah. Well, me piggyback is in the red after last night, you know.
What happened last night?
Well, Gramps found out that me piggy bank was loaded, and before I knew it, me bank was empty and he was loaded.
What do you mean he was loaded?
I think somebody shot him. He came staggering in last night, and I heard him say, oh, boy, this is awful. I got 6 straight shots in me.
Get out of the icebox.
Yeah, okay. Hey, Grandma, what happened to the widow light that used to be in this widow hole up here?
Junior, don't stick your finger in that socket.
What? That tickles, don't it?
Junior, are you all right?
Yeah, I will be as soon as me nose stops blinking on and off.
Oh, go outside and play.
I'm sorry, kiddo. No playing for me. I'm going to go to work. I'm going to open up a lemonade stand out in the front yard.
Just a minute.
Yeah.
Where did you get the lemons?
You know that lemon tree in Norm Thalen's backyard?
Yes.
Well, you never know it now.
Did you steal them off the tree?
No, I pick up a few off the ground, you know.
You didn't shake them off the tree first.
You pretty smart for an old gal, ain't
you? Well, it so happens Mr. Phelan told me I could have all the lemons I wanted.
Oh.
But don't let it happen again.
Okay, I gotta go mix me lemonade now. Hey, I'm gonna make some pink lemonade. You know where I could get some bloodshot lemons, Lemonade, I'm gonna sell some lemonade. I'm going to sell some lemonade. Oh, now first I'll take this beef pan. Oh, goodness, already got some water in it. I just tossed in a couple of lemons and stirred up real well. Yeah, boy. Oh, goodness, I'm fresh out of sugar. Well, I use salt instead. It looks the same anyhow. Nobody ever be able to tell the difference. Now, let's see. 1 box of salt. There, now that ought to be enough there. Now I'm going to taste that. Spoon! Couldn't be that bad. It couldn't be that bad.
Oh, Junior. Don't use the dishpan on the back porch.
Why?
I'm soaking one of your little shirts in it.
Now she tells me. Well, I gotta carry this out to me stand anyhow. I got too much money in budget. No. There it is. Lemonade. Ice cold lemonade. There now. Lemonade. Oh, there's Mr. Fowler. Coming from next door. I'm going to make him my first customer.
Well, Junior, hello, hello, hello.
Ah, shut up. I need to buy something, move along, kiddo.
Well, Junior, what have you there?
Huh?
A lemonade. How much is it?
It's 5 cents for the small glass and 3 cents for the big glass.
Why does the small glass cost more?
Because it still has some mayonnaise in it, kiddo.
Well, I'll take a big glass if you don't mind.
I don't mind, but you will.
Well, here's your 3 cents.
Thank you. And there's also a penny cover charge, you know.
A penny cover charge?
Yeah. If you drink this stuff, I gotta cover you up, you know. Can't let you around here molding up the place, you know.
Oh, Junior, you're always kidding.
You just keep laughing, fatso, that's all. This is pretty wicked stuff, and medical science could give you proof positive on it.
Well, here's looking at you.
Here you go. Hey, that's a nice shade of purple you're turning on.
Did you take this stuff?
Yeah, is there anything it needs?
Yes, a stomach pump.
Hey, where are you going?
I'm going to the house to get a chaser.
Oh, goodness. I hope he don't put me staying off bounds. Here comes a lady customer.
Well, well, what are you selling, young man?
Short of a liquid atomic bomb.
Oh, it's lemonade. Is it good?
Is it good? The last customer went away raving about it.
Do you really recommend it?
Yeah, you know how Coca-Cola's deposit refreshes?
Yes.
This stuff is a dead stop.
Sounds interesting. May I have a glass?
Yeah, is you over 21?
Yes, why?
Well, I don't want to get in bad with the law, you know.
Have you invested much in this business?
Oh, I'd say I got me shirt in it, if you ask me.
In that case, give me a glass.
Here you are. Now, brace yourself, kiddo.
Well, here goes. Oh!
Here, get up off of the sidewalk. You give me Stan a bad reputation. Get up out of there.
Lucy, good heavens, the lady fainted.
Yes.
Why don't you do something for her?
Well, how do you think she got down there to begin with?
Are you all right, dear? Here, let me
get
help
her up
you.
Out of
You'd
there.
Better make him pour that stuff out. He's liable to poison the whole neighborhood.
Junior, let me taste that lemonade.
No, Grandma, I'd
If you don't let me taste that, I'm going to faint you.
Well, if I let you, you're going to hang me. That's what you're going to do.
Oh, you should whip him within an inch of your life.
He does all right without any suggestions from you, Kitty.
Let me see how this tastes. Oh, good heavens.
You look awful silly with me shirt hanging out of your kisser there.
That does it, Junior. Now,
oh, well, I guess I'm not the only fellow who went in business for himself and then took a beating in the end, you know.
At this same time until next Tuesday, then.
This is Red Skelton saying goodbye now and thanks for listening. And by the way, folks, don't you think too many people are greeting the returning GI with this? Thanks, pal, for fighting for me. Now go out and fight for yourself. Good night.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.